Never 103.5. It's just about 6 minutes past eight. Good to have you with us on this Friday morning. I've got a very special studio guest with me, a man who looks very fit and trim, and it should be because he represents a sport. So, Dixon, good morning. It's good to have you with us here today. And tell me a little bit more about paddle, because when I heard paddle, I thought, ooh, S&M, who's getting spanked? Anyways, but this is actually about sports, right? So tell us about paddle. What is paddle all about?
So good morning, Dion, and thanks a lot for having me. So paddle tennis, or other people call it padel, originated from Mexico and then obviously like a wildfire in Spain and all over Europe and South Africa. So it's a mixture between tennis and squash. So remember, in tennis, you have to be technically good to serve. But in paddle, you just underhand serve.
Is it underhand serve? Anybody can do it.
Anybody can do it.
You don't have people winning game after game because they just ace you all the time.
That's the whole point. You don't have to
go.
And the size of the paddle tennis court is a third of a tennis court. And you have glass on the side. So
it's like squash as well. So can you actually bounce it off the side?
You can bounce it off. It can ricochet.
See, now we're talking my kind of sport. It's like why indoor hockey is so much better. It's like, it's not ours. It's just off the wood.
Exactly.
Okay, so because I actually saw some of it on TV the other day. It was some kind of European series. And I was sitting there going like, I've had two Jamesons. How come I'm seeing things happening that I don't... But it's definitely... This court is smaller, but it looked amazing because there was a lot of strategy involved. Bouncing it off the side and I thought to myself, hey, this is something a little bit different, yet kind of recognizable, right?
Of course. I mean, and the good thing about it is a lot of older squash players are coming to play paddle because it's very easy on their knees and hips. A lot of tennis players.
We know about that. Yeah.
And a lot of tennis players also. And people that generally haven't had a sport, right? Or that are very much into cycling or cricket. They just want something different.
Yeah, for sure.
You can play with your children. You can play with anyone. So it's quite a nice mixture of everything.
Okay, so there's a lot of investment that has gone into this, because if you guys are wondering what all the construction and the hoo-ha was in the vicinity of DTS, the inline hockey, it's literally opposite that little street. When you go there a lot, don't lie, you go to Bush Bar all the time, I know you do. So when you drive that little street, DTS is on the one side, and on the opposite side is where you guys have now built your courts, right?
Yes, so it's called the Namspa Sports Village.
Okay.
So Namspa Sports does all the cricket or the five-a-side football, but now our big baby now is paddle tennis in Namibia. And we're quite excited, and the reception has been amazing.
Well, what kind of investment are you talking about here? I mean, to construct things like that, it has to be to international standards. So you got to lay down a couple of dollars, right? So
that's a very good question, because... The way that a lot of people have been doing it is getting it from different places, but we got it from the biggest manufacturer of paddle tennis courts. That's in Spain.
Okay.
And for the warranties and guarantees to be in place, they have to send their own installer to come and do it.
You can't do it. It's not a backyard job, right?
Exactly. I mean, exactly. You can't just pour concrete and put glass together. Yeah. So we're talking northwards of 5 million.
Wow. Okay, that's amazing stuff. But I saw, and I've actually reposted one of the posts you guys did on your Facebook page, and you can see how nicely it's done. So how many courts in total?
So it's four courts, and all of them have sort of like name sponsors. So you've got the Future Media Court, you've got the F&B Court, you've got the Prescient Court, and then you obviously also have the Alexander Forbes Court.
Yeah.
And there's also quite a number of... people that have come on board, WV Manufacturing, you saw the pods that they delivered for us, which is going to be the admin offices, the pro shops, and the Heineken Lounge.
Wow.
Heineken is on board, as well as Leffa, because maybe your leg's given and you might not be able to drive home.
Or alternatively, you never ended up getting onto the court, you went to the Heineken Lounge,
exactly,
had a little bit of the sponsor's stuff, and then decided you wanted to take a chance. Okay, so... What I like is it's kind of a novel way. You don't have to join a club, right? Many people are like, I don't even know what this is about. So how about I just go and try it out, right? And that's what tomorrow is all about. So let's talk about tomorrow. It's basically an open day, right?
Of course. So tonight and tomorrow, you can pop by, and if you have half an hour, see how people are playing. I'm going to share all the rules on all our social media, as well as the WhatsApp platforms. So just come, get on the court, play a bit, see what it is about, see that I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. And then you download the app, book, pay, and then next week
So you basically, you book whatever sort of spaces you want. But, yeah, and that's how you do this. Like you would do, for example, for a squash court.
Exactly.
You give them time, you pay for that time, and you, it's yours for that period.
So I'm very proud to announce that we've managed to come up with our own app. I mean, it's the age of technology.
Oh, wow.
So you just download the
exactly.
app. It takes you 15 seconds with very good internet here in Namibia. And then you see, look for an open slot, you book, and you can... Because paddle tennis rackets are... quite expensive, so
yeah,
we
yeah.
also do racket rentals. So
that's important.
So you don't have
yeah.
to have a huge investment in the beginning. So you, then you come try it out. So you can come tonight, visit us in Olympia.
Okay. Now, importantly, when people pop by, what kind of I'm sure specialized shoes? What's the rules in terms of what shoes do you play with?
So normal techies don't.
You don't want
shoes.
To come there with their Doc Martin boots. You know what I'm saying? You're not on your way to a club, Fricky. Wear tackies or something.
Yeah.
But it's not a special kind of. It has to be a white sole or anything of that sort.
Yeah. So non-marking shoes.
Non-marking. Okay,
yes.
Cool.
So your normal tennis shoes would be great.
Okay.
Or your normal techie from Techie Town.
And if your mom keeps mooting you because you're marking her kitchen floors, you can't wear those. Okay, that's not the one we're talking about. All right, so as for what time? We're talking after work tonight? 5-ish, 4-ish?
So from 4 o'clock, we're
okay,
on the
cool.
course. You can come. The earlier you're there, the more time you can have on the course, because I'm sure from 6 o'clock onwards, everyone is going to come from work and going to have to shorten everyone's time on the courts.
So let's quickly talk about how quickly this has grown, because this is one sport that is actually younger than me by a year. I believe it comes from 1969.
Exactly.
In
You've
Mexico.
Done your research.
Well, I had to. I knew nothing about it. I saw it once and I thought, am I drunk or am I seeing a new sport here? This is like, I'm seeing five things. Anyway, so... Why did they come up with it? What is it about these dudes in Mexico suddenly thought, no, it's time for a change?
So, you know, back in, I'm sure, I mean, you're old enough to know that if you were well off back in the day,
yeah.
If you had money, you'd build a tennis court. And,
sure.
But then there were people that were sort of like well off, but didn't have much of a...
You need so much room to be able to do
to be
that,
able to
course.
Do a
Only
tennis
Only in Joburg, in Houghton and those places.
Exactly.
Those
so places. And then, especially the assets sometimes we get here in Venice.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's perfect size. A third of a tennis court, and then you have glass so that you don't have to always bother your neighbors.
Yeah.
And so if you get someone like me, I'd hit the ball over the fence and
yeah,
bring
oops.
The ball and a couple of lemons over back to
yeah,
our owner.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
So I think that's why... That's where the concept stems
okay.
from. And I think it has taken the world by storm. I mean, if you talk in South Africa, they're building 90 courts a month. And now
90 a month?
Exactly. And then now in Namibia,
wow.
we have the first ones right here in Windhoek.
It's incredible. I wish you all the best, because you're like co-owner of Paddle Namibia, right? So you got flesh in the game. You know what I'm saying? This has got to work. But it's good to see you guys are making a splash. People are talking about it. And that's important, because if people don't know about it, who's going to play? But tomorrow morning, what time can people pop by? Then I really
so
like,
we open from 7 in the morning.
Okay, cool.
And what you said actually now is quite true, because since we started installing and since all the movement, people
yeah.
come, when are you ready? When are you ready?
Sure.
What can we do to help? Because we want to get ready. Are you sure you're going to be ready by Saturday? Because everyone is excited. Word has
yeah.
gone round. And I think the community has also been quite responsive, and they've... You know, we always want something new to do in Vintage.
Of course.
So,
and it's a nice spot as well. You're right there in Olympia. It's named after all the sporting stars, and there's a lot of sports stuff going on there. So great stuff. One more thing I want to mention. You guys have got a tournament coming up, right? A competition, 22nd to 28th of April?
Exactly.
Okay, so who's going to play? Since nobody really knows about it, but you and do you know of some people here who know how it works or have played it before?
So I just need to give you a bit of stats. So I think on our WhatsApp group, we've got 400 members now.
Okay.
And about half of those people have already downloaded the app.
Okay.
And if you book and pay for those days that you mentioned, 22 to 26, you'll be randomly entered into a tournament. And
okay.
then there's also a draw, and you can win a racket worth 5,000.
And with my luck, it'll be like Joe Soap, who used to be like Namibia's number one junior tennis player. It's like, I've got you! And it just takes me out. But it's great stuff, because obviously a lot of the skills that you would have if you played tennis when you were younger, you will still, you know, the ground strokes and so on, you will still be able to use. But there's just different skills now that you kind of have to add to the whole thing, which makes it really exciting.
And strategy. You know, so a lot of tennis players would like to smash the ball. A lot
yeah.
of squash players would like to squash the ball and use the glass. But now... You see a lot of people, they just lob and then they make you tired.
It's a little bit more, I think there's more finesse involved, because
exactly.
it's small. It's not a power game so much.
Exactly.
It's quite a small court, so you can't just whack things, you know. Well, you could. If you have an anger issues like me, it's cool. But all right, and then you say you guys got a pro shop there as well. You could do your rentals in person if you want to come past and say, listen, I'm here now quickly. I haven't downloaded the app. I want to quickly book some spots. I'm sure there'll be lists. You'll
exactly,
be able to
yeah.
see there.
So we'll
and if you want to do racket rentals, you can do that too as well.
Yeah, so,
And you guys sell them as well, right? So if somebody wants to buy one, if they like it, I'm not sure if other sports shops here even know of Paddle yet, But I mean, if there's enough of a request for people to stock them, I'm sure they will.
Well, hopefully they will. So I think we've got 800 rackets in stock now.
Yeah. Wow.
So you can also book a racket on the app.
Okay.
And for the a jug of balls or a tube of balls, whatever you want to call it. And then, yeah, and then you come. If
cool.
you pop by before you download the app, you can also come check how many hours we have available.
Yeah.
And Bobby's your uncle.
One more thing. You've got to go to Radio Wave next before I get murdered by the people at the coast. What's the story with paddle at the coast?
So
I believe there are courts.
There are courts. And I think okay. it's great for the community of Sokomund. I think they are in the dome. So it's, I think they'll have the theirs in the inside the dome, the MTC
yeah,
dome.
Yeah.
But we're going ahead in Sokop. We also going to have paddle tennis courts right at Platamir.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's coming.
Okay.
We started construction in July and should be ready by August.
Platamir. Nice. Yeah, that'd be great as well. I was thinking now immediately there at the right in the center of Sokop where the hotel is. Behind it, they've got all those tennis courts. Clap the tennis courts out the way and, you know, build paddle courts. You can fit a lot more in than the tennis courts.
Yeah, but the thing is now, the concept is, so you want being close to the most place like Sokop so that
yeah.
one can do shopping while the others are playing paddle.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So you
keep yourself busy while they're
exactly,
doing something else. Yeah.
Exactly. Or drink a coffee there at Mug yeah. and Bean and while others are playing paddle.
Or go to the Heineken Lounge. Hashtag just saying. All right, so Melissa's here as well. Melissa, I'm assuming you're going to be playing soon. She's going, yes, she'll be playing. So we'll see you there either tonight or tomorrow. We'll drag her along. She's going to have to play. Okay, Dixon, it's good. It's exciting, man. I like the idea. It's great that people come up with new things. It's very easy to say, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to take the chance. But that's how empires are built. Somebody at some point took a chance and went with it from there. So congratulations on your baby being born today, basically. And yeah, we wish you all the best. I'm sure it's going to be huge. I mean, it's, I can see people now really like, how are we going to get there? We've got to do this thing. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dion. And obviously a huge shout out to the Future Media team. They've held our hand from the beginning and it's a great opportunity to partner with them.
Excellent stuff. We've got to court that side. So we're going to have to do something. But I'm keen to get past it this evening to just take some photos and stuff as well. And then see what's happening there.
Yeah,
man.
Bring your
cool.
bike along and maybe play a bit.
Ha ha ha. I might just do that. We'll see. Or I might just break my back. I'm not quite sure. I haven't done stuff like that for a while. I can stand and paddle, but that's about it. Dixon, lovely talking to you. On with the tunes. You're on Radio Wave next.